Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table and will give us his Middle East news update for this week. It is a key report for those of us who are students of Bible prophecy. David and I will first remember the pronouncement by President Trump that Jerusalem is the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel. That happened 2 years ago in December of 2017. David will also report that new elections are most likely in Israel. The Israeli Defense Force is preparing for a war with Hezbollah, and Jews are holding regular prayers on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. David will have all of these reports for us in his Middle East News Update right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Let me give you some advice. If you're interested in knowing about the city of Jerusalem, I have a 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Jerusalem. If you were going to go someplace to live forever, would you not Google it to find out everything you need to know about that location where you will be? Well, I've Googled it. No, not really. I went to the Word of God, and I found out what we need to understand about Jerusalem before we will be headquartered there with Jesus Christ forever. This 5-hour audio series on CD is available at my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and there you can make your purchase of the audio series on CD entitled Jerusalem. Well, we're going to come to David Dolan real quickly now because I've taken a little bit of his time here. We need David to give us his Middle East news update. He is key for helping us to understand how this world is so prepared for the fact that Jesus could come with the rapture of the church at any moment. David, let me start with this. There was a major article that was written in Israel that said Trump got it right on Jerusalem. And of course, he was thinking about December 6th this last week. It was 2 years ago in 2017 when he declared to the world that Jerusalem was the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel. Trump may have some problems other ways, but he sure does not have it wrong as it relates to Jerusalem, does he?
Well, Jimmy, you'll recall that before that announcement, when it was becoming clearer and clearer that the president was going to actually keep his promise during the campaign in 2016 to move the embassy to Jerusalem, that he would be the first president to actually do that, even though the Congress had demanded that in the 1990s and all the presidents since had found some excuse not to do it. We had all these predictions of disaster, that it would lead to major war, that there would be upheaval amongst the Palestinians, that there would be all sorts of terrible things happen. Well, just the opposite, as you suggested there. It's been calm. There was definitely not a welcoming from most of the Arab and Muslim countries. Nevertheless, the embassy was moved to an already existing building, the consulate building, right on the divide between East and West Jerusalem in the southern part of the city. And it's been operating ever since. There's been no terror attacks against it, as was feared. There have been no rocket attacks, these sorts of things. So it's worked out, and it's definitely a lot easier for the Americans that live in Israel. And I was one of those people for many decades. 150,000 or so live around the Jerusalem area. A much smaller number live down in the Tel Aviv area, even though it's the economic capital of Israel in reality, but Jerusalem is the political capital, and now people can just go down the road to the embassy instead of having to take an hour to get to Tel Aviv and do that. And we will recall, you will recall certainly, that the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv was attacked. Actually, a couple times terror attacks were launched because it was right on the Mediterranean coast. It was very easy, relatively speaking, for terrorists to attack it. That's not the case with the new building. So it's worked out well, and the Israelis are pleased with that. And, of course, several other countries have also, in the meantime, moved their embassies to Jerusalem.
Well, that was a very profound pronouncement by President Trump, and, of course, great prophetic significance as well. Talk about that when we take a look at the book. Let me give you some advice. If you're interested in knowing about the city of Jerusalem, I have a 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Jerusalem. If you were going to go someplace to live forever, would you not Google it to find out everything you need to know about that location where you will be? Well, I've Googled it. No, not really. I went to the Word of God, and I found out what we need to understand about Jerusalem before we will be headquartered there with Jesus Christ forever. This 5-hour audio series on CD is available at my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and there you can make your purchase of the audio series on CD entitled Jerusalem. Talk to me about the elections. Looks like they're going to have to go to a third election now.
Yes, it does, Jimmy. It's just incredible. Nobody wants it. None of the political parties want to spend more money. People are tired. Our elections in the United States tend to go on and on for many, many, many months as well. In Israel, that's not usually the case. It takes 2 or 3 months from the time that they start campaigning till the vote takes place. Then it takes another month or so usually to form a coalition government, and then it's done at least for another 3 to 4 years. And elections can be held at any time in Israel because of it being a parliamentary system. No confidence can be voted theoretically at any time, and that sometimes happens. But normally we have this 3 or 4 year gap, as is the case in the United States and other countries normally. So the Israelis don't want this. The prime minister is not thrilled. We have this proposal this week that maybe he would just serve for 6 months and then he would resign and somebody else in the Likud would take over. Still the talks going on with Benny Gantz. Lieberman, the head of the Israel Beitenu Russian-speaking party, making clear this week that he won't go with any narrow government and declaring that a unity government is now impossible as well. The two sides have hardened their positions so much. But again, Jimmy, I've said it, I'll repeat it. If we go to a full war, and there were more indications that's coming this week, if we do that with Iran and its allies, then we would probably see an emergency national unity government set up to include as much of the country as possible under those circumstances. But, of course, people don't want to see elections. They also certainly don't want to see a war.
Yes, absolutely. Well, in light of that thought, the Israeli Defense Force doing drills in the north, preparing for war with Hezbollah, should they have to do that?
Well, yes, Jimmy, and we had the meeting this week between Mike Pompeo and Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister, in Lisbon, where Pompeo was. He flew over there, a couple-hour flight, and they discussed, first and foremost, the threat that Iran is posing. We had reports that the USS Abraham Lincoln is still in the Gulf, and that another group of U.S. ships are coming after that. And it just becoming fairly clear that the Iranians are building up to something major here. We had President Trump hint at that this week. The reports that more U.S. troops will be sent to the Middle East, that was denied. The number, at least, was denied by the Pentagon. But it does seem from all the reports we're getting that something is afoot there. We had another airstrike on an Iranian position on the Iraqi border with Syria this week. Actually, it took place while the meeting was occurring in Lisbon. And it was speculated that Israel was involved in that. So we had more reports of rockets being moved into Iraq, short-range rockets that are not so short-range that they can't hit Israel from Iraq. And then, as you mentioned, Hezbollah, more indications of trouble there and continuing trouble inside of Lebanon, inside of Iraq, inside of Iran, anti-government protests in all cases. So a lot of tension, a lot of potential for conflict, and the Israelis remain on full war alert because of that.
Yes, and when you're talking about those issues you just brought to our attention, David, that's all external. I went to the Word of God, and I found out what we need to understand about Jerusalem before we will be headquartered there with Jesus Christ forever. This 5-hour audio series on CD is available at my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and there you can make your purchase of the audio series on CD entitled Jerusalem. Internally, there's a continuing conflict as it relates to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, now being reported that there are regular Jewish prayers being held up on the Temple Mount. Yehuda Glick, member of the Knesset, used to head up the Temple Institute, people preparing to build that next temple, a good friend of ours. He's been on the broadcast in many of our videos. He's the one, they say, burst up onto the Temple Mount. They started praying, and the police supposedly looking the other way. What do you know?
Well, this has been the trend now for a number of years. I recall when I first went to Israel in 1980 that it was virtually impossible for Jews to go up on the Temple Mount and pray. The Muslims would immediately come and shush them off. Some people were detained. I was there with a pastor from the States and his wife, and we just stopped to have a quiet prayer, and we were assaulted basically by two or three Muslim guards came running over and saying, "You can't do that. This isn't allowed here." Well, in recent years, it's been happening more and more. And as you say, Jewish groups in particular that want to see a temple rebuilt have been, well, I would say more and more bold every year in their demands to be able to pray on what is, of course, Judaism's holiest site on earth. It is a holy site to the Muslims, but only because it was first holy to the Jews and to Christians before that. So there's no reason that Jews shouldn't be allowed to pray up there. And it is happening more and more. Meanwhile, though, the Palestinians, as you say, are stepping up their anti-prayer efforts there. And we had also more demonstrations down in the Gaza Strip yesterday. They resumed those weekly protests. They suspended for 3 weeks. 4,000 or 5,000 Palestinians gathered there, and more rioting going on there. Always those tensions over Jerusalem, Jimmy. But as you say, the scriptures tell us that eventually the Jews will be back up there praying. And, well, could be very soon.
And that is the bottom line. And also that is the reason we have David Dolan at the broadcast table to give us a Middle East news update. David, thank you so much. We'll talk again next week. Always key for us to have David Dolan's Middle East news update, especially those of us who are students of Bible prophecy. It's given to us on a weekly basis. Don't miss it. It's right here at this location each and every week. David's report about President Trump's pronouncement that Jerusalem would be recognized as the political capital of Israel by the United States is actually in lockstep with the Word of God. The Bible states in Ezekiel chapter 5 and verse 5 that Jerusalem is the center of the earth. 2 Samuel chapter 7, which is the Davidic covenant, is the promise that Jerusalem will be the political capital forever. Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13 states that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will build a temple there and rule and reign from that spot forever. And Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14 says that Jerusalem is the place chosen by Jesus Christ to dwell among his people forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. Let me give you some advice. If you're interested in knowing about the city of Jerusalem, I have a 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Jerusalem. If you were going to go someplace to live forever, would you not Google it to find out everything you need to know about that location where you will be? Well, I've Googled it. No, not really. I went to the Word of God, and I found out what we need to understand about Jerusalem before we will be headquartered there with Jesus Christ forever. This 5-hour audio series on CD is available at my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and there you can make your purchase of the audio series on CD entitled Jerusalem. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.